welcome to this new series we're starting in Isaiah. It's the start of a wonderful book, but let me explain before we get into it why I'm starting this new series. In these days of pandemic, we're not able to get out so much, are we? And when we do, we're in uncomfortable masks and on uncomfortable seats. We're not permitted to keep you in church for too long. But I must admit that that short time that we have in church and the short time round God's word means that I miss sitting under God's word, listening to and seeking what God has got to say to us from his word. And actually, that's the right thing to miss. As believers, when we come to Christ, we're changed fundamentally within. His spirit is put within and we're renewed. Where there was no desire for God, he puts this desire in our hearts. Where we had no hunger to know him, he puts a deep cry in our hearts. So a key part of being a Christian is that hunger and thirst for righteousness. So my first reason for doing this series is I want to give us more opportunity to hear God's work in the week. But there's a second reason too. In any crisis time, it's so important to remind ourselves of who our God is and our place in the deep and our place of deep eternal security in him, excuse me. We need to see God. The book of Isaiah was written in a time of crisis to a people in crisis. We know that from verse 1 of Isaiah chapter 1, which tells us precisely when Isaiah was writing. At that time, the northern kingdom of Samaria was in crisis. They had turned their backs on God. Rather than turn to God in the face of the aggression of the superpower of their day, that was Assyria, they allied themselves with other foreign powers. In doing so, they actually went to war against their own people in Judah. Their sin and rebellion against God was great, and the result was God's judgment upon them. During Isaiah's time, they were invaded and taken into exile in distant lands. But in the southern kingdom of Judah, it wasn't doing much better. Now in Isaiah chapter 6, which is really the start of the book of Isaiah proper, we read, "In the year that King Uzziah died." King Uzziah was a godly king who led Judah well, even though he went astray towards the end of his life. But just as Isaiah was called by God, this godly king who had started to reform Judah had died. What would happen now? Now, as it happened, things didn't go wrong immediately in Judah. Uzziah's son Jotham was a good king who loved the Lord, but sure enough, after Jotham came Ahaz, who utterly turned away from God. And even when Hezekiah came to the throne after Ahaz, he didn't follow God as he ought to have done. And all that time, the dark clouds of this Assyrian invasion were on the horizon. Isaiah lived through national and international upheaval of enormous proportions, lived to see Samaria, the northern kingdom, sent into exile, lived to see God's people continually turn from God. So when all is going wrong, when disaster looms, when the future looks dark, what do we need to hear? Well, that's what the book of Isaiah shows us. And it's an amazing and wonderful and, yes, personally challenging word that you and I need to hear in our time. And so hopefully you can see why I'm coming to look at Isaiah. Firstly, it's to go deeper into God's word when we might otherwise be paddling around on the edge. And secondly, most importantly, to hear what God has to say to us and how he will warn and encourage us in times of crisis just like this one. Now, Isaiah is a huge book. It's got 66 chapters. It's kind of a mini Bible. How am I going to go through this book? Well, there's an old saying, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And so I'm going to start at the start and work my way through, sometimes taking a few chapters, sometimes less than a chapter, but always dividing it up. So we hear a section as Isaiah has written it, listening to each of the oracles of God which came to Isaiah that are naturally grouped. But it also helps us at the very start to know a little bit about the structure of the book of Isaiah. Now, Isaiah is actually three books. Each book is a different portrait of Jesus. In book one, which is chapters 1 to 37, we read of the coming king, the one who would come to judge and to call. In book two, chapters 38 to 35, we read of the suffering servant, the one who would come to serve and save. And in book three, chapters 56 to 66, we read of the anointed conqueror, the one who comes to bring eternal peace and a new kingdom. And in each book, what we're invited to do is to lift our eyes beyond our situation, just as God tells us in Hebrews chapter 12, to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. And just as Paul cries out in Philippians 3 before his Lord and Saviour, I want to know you. So we're called to lift our eyes from the apparent disaster of the crisis all around us to Jesus, to see that he is the one who comes in David's line, our promised Saviour, that he is the one who comes in power, in the power of the Spirit, to bring God's word, to see that he is the one who comes in righteousness to offer us his life, to see that he is the one who comes to rule in justice, to see that he is the one who comes to call all Israel and all nations to himself, to see that he is the one who rules as conqueror, judge, an eternal king. Oh, and it's when we see all that, that all of history is about him, that all of history is in his control, that all of history is for his kingdom purposes and for his glory, then we can see how we rest in him. Now, I don't suspect I'll get through all of these three books of Isaiah. I'm only really planning to get through the very first book, but we'll see how things go. But I do trust that even in what we look at, we learn to see and to rest in Jesus. Now, there's so much richness in this amazing book. I'm praying that you will be blessed, encouraged, uplifted, and strengthened as you hear God's loving call to you, as you see his amazing grace, you view his eternal plan and respond to his deep challenges through this wonderful book of Isaiah. So let's get into it together. If you have come to the end of this video, just go on to the very first video in the series on Isaiah and chapter 1.